The World in 2 Square Miles. That's how the city of Hamtramck, Michigan promotes itself. It's a city of immigrants that has changed dramatically over the years. It used to be overwhelmingly Polish and Catholic. Now it's largely Muslim. Two of the biggest ethnic groups are Bangladeshis and Yemenis. On her road trip for the series Our Land, NPR's Melissa Block visited Hamtramck, which is surrounded by Detroit, and she found a place where old and new coexist and sometimes collide.
5 times a day, the call to prayer rings out over Hamtramck from more than a dozen mosques, including this one. It's in a former axle factory. Just a few blocks away, Polish Mass at St. Florian Roman Catholic Church, where Polish immigrants have worshipped for more than a century.
Święty, 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 Pan Bóg zastępów.
There's one thing that's united all the immigrant groups who've come to Hamtramck: good jobs in the auto industry. The Poles came first in huge numbers. They used to make up 3/4 of Hamtramck's population. Now, that's dwindled to about 10%, as Poles have moved up and out to the suburbs. But each week, many still flock back here to St. Florian for Polish Mass.
It's one of the kind. It's a cathedral. It just speaks to you, you know, so.
This is parishioner Alec Fiddler.
Fiddler. Like the one on the roof. Just 1D.
Here's the Fiddler's immigration story. Alec and his wife came to Hamtramck from Poland. They met in a factory here. They were cutting leather to make seats for cars. But 5 years ago, they moved to a nearby suburb, looking for better schools for their kids, a different environment. The Hamtramck they knew had changed.
It's now more like a Bangladeshi town, so that's a different story. But seems like, you know, they were basically taking over it.
That loss of identity, it can be uncomfortable.
I'm almost like in Cairo.
Really? That's what you were thinking?
Yes.
St. Florian's priest, Mirosław Frankowski, recalls his first impression when he arrived in Hamtramck about 10 years ago.
The call for the prayer, then the people covered up in their clothings, typical for Middle East. So, it seemed like I'm working in Middle East.
In Hamtramck streets, it's common now to see women fully veiled, with only their eyes exposed. The amplified Muslim call to prayer was a source of controversy here some years back.
And when you hear the call to prayer, how does it register with you?
It's different. And, you know, nothing against it. It's just a different way, the sound. It's not from our culture, no.
Father Frankowski knows what it's like to be an outsider. He immigrated to the U.S. from Poland when he was 14. At first, he spoke no English, and he was teased.
Those 8th graders are the worst. That's why I do understand the immigrants, and I know that they face difficult times, not only because it's a totally different culture here, but because there is still love for the homeland.
You feel that too?
I feel that too, yes, yeah.
In Hamtramck, the Poles live alongside Muslims. Frankowski says friendly, but mostly separate.
We go to their stores, we shop at their markets, so I buy things and I buy their things because I like to try their things.
Like what? What do you get?
Like hummus.
Hummus, and he'll try interesting fruits he's never seen before. Walk around Hamtramck and you'll still see Polish pastry shops, sausage factories, and grocery stores. They're side by side with Bengali clothing shops that sell richly embroidered dresses and headscarves, and Yemeni restaurants serving fragrant lamb and discs of flatbread the size of hubcaps. To hear about the Yemeni experience here, we meet up with Salah Hadwan.
We can go in my house.
Oh, this is your house. Yes.
His house is right across from that mosque we heard earlier. While his mother makes tea, Salah and his brothers get busy ordering takeout lunch.
Kalaba. Dude, get some chicken fasa.
The Hadwan family immigrated from Yemen when Salah was 5. He's 27 now, a registered nurse. He lives with his parents, brothers and sister, nieces, 9 people in all, in a new 3-story house. On the refrigerator, there's Arabic script reading, "God is the greatest," right next to a red, white, and blue sticker printed with 2 words, "I voted."
My dad, if he finds out one of us didn't vote, He's furious. Dude, my dad wakes us up as soon as the polls open, and if you're not at home, he'll call you all day.
For a week.
And soon we gather to talk over plates of chicken stew with wedges of sweet, flaky bread. Salah Hadwan, in a Detroit Tigers ball cap, has invited two Yemeni friends over to join the conversation, Nabil Nagy and Yunus Wassel. All of them are the sons of proud auto workers. Their fathers or grandfathers spent decades working the assembly lines for the big three.
You didn't have to have much English. You're on the assembly line. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's going to pick on you as long as you...
It was a good paying job at the time.
Yeah, and they're hard workers, very hard workers. If they weren't, they would have never stuck in there for 35 years.
And here's a signpost of just how shared the immigrant experiences can be in a place like Hamtramck. It turns out that Salah Hadwan's father worked in the same factory as Alec Fiddler, the Polish parishioner we met earlier at St. Florian. In fact, they had the same job, cutting leather for car seats. And just as Father Frankowski loves his hummus, these young Yemeni men love a Polish delicacy.
They make custard-filled punchki. It's called a punchki. It's kind of a donut.
It's huge.
The donuts that Hamtramck is famous for. When we start talking about recent anti-immigrant rhetoric around the country, Salah Hadwan points out,
if you're not Native American, you are the definition of an immigrant.
But as a Muslim, he does get anxious. For example, when he hears breaking news of a mass shooting.
The first thing that does come to my mind is, I hope his name is not Omar, or I hope it's not a Muslim. And then they'll say the name, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's not Arabic.
And the conversation grows animated as we talk about the Trump administration's travel ban, which specifically targets Yemen.
If they wanted to ban a country, why didn't they ban Saudi Arabia? That did the 9/11.
Hadwan and his friends are all U.S. citizens, so the travel ban on Yemenis shouldn't affect them directly. But still, it stings.
Can you listen?
You're banning us as Yemenis and also sending U.S. drones to kill us every day.
But you guys, we all knew that. We all knew that. The countries that were banned never had a terrorist act committed from any of those. Okay. Hold on. Can I finish?
This is our host, Salah Hadwan.
There's times where you just got to be the better person and the bigger person, you know, being of Middle Eastern descent.
We
have to be stronger and learn how to control our emotions.
But that only goes so far.
It hurts.
This is Nabil Nagy.
When I heard all that stuff, look out the window, I see the flag, and it feels like home. And then, but at the same time, that was like, it was hard. It was like betrayal.
Okay, we're all proud Americans.
We are.
But then to get hit with what's going on right now, it takes some out of you and you're angry. Who is not angry? Who is not mad? I mean, and at the same notion, it's not like we're going out here doing anything violent or getting mad about it. We protested and that's it. But at the same notion, we're still mad at why we got the finger pointed at us.
That's Yunus Wassel at the end there. Salah Hadwan adds a final thought.
I feel like at the end of the day, Trump won, this is what it is, and now we just got to work together and show what it is to be an American.
And to do that, why not look to their diverse city as a model? Hadwan says, I wish there was a mini Hamtramck in every state. Melissa Block, NPR News.